We've come to the final part of the Maimer, Atan Nitzav Hayom Kulchem. The sixth chelik of the Maimer on page Samach Gimel. The end of the Pasuk that the Rebbe's been explaining throughout, the end of the Pasuk is Zekasha Nishbala Vesecha La'Avram L'Yitzchak U'L'Yakov. So all that we've been learning comes together, the Malchus, Zecharinus, and Shofars, and all the Avodah that we've been talking about in this Maimer, comes together through the Avos. Obviously, the Bris that Hashem is Baruch made with the Avos is the bris that is remembered on Rosh Hashanah. And it's impossible to understand the sugya without the presence of the others. And the Rebbe begins the conclusion of the Maimer with the Pasuk in Navi. The Pasuk in Navi Yeshaya, V'zeu v'shokal v'peles harim u'gvois b'maznaim. That Hashem weighs with the palace, that Hashem weighs with the scale, the mountains, Ugvoos b'maznayim, and the hills with also a balance or a scale, type of a scale, maznayim. Now we know from Chazal in a number of places that the Avos are called Harim, are called mountains. And the Imohos and our mothers are called Gvaos, hills. And the Rebbe explains how Harim and Gvaos, or our fathers and mothers, the Avos and Imohos, correspond to two Bechinas and two Madregas, two levels of Ahava, of love, of Ahavas Hashem, two levels of love. Chitzan Yisalev and Pnim Yisalev that we've been learning about. Remember the Tachlis is to get to that Pnim Yisalev, which is the scream of the Shofar, which awakens Kivyochel, the Bris by Hashem, who reaches down to us from that place, which is infinite, and brings us up to that place to be with Him, to be remembered. So the Alter Rebbe explains, "V'zeh v'shagav pelas harim u'gvoz b'maznayim ki hine harim u'gvoz heim chinus u'madregas ha'ahava." Mountains and hills, the chinus madregas, are levels, are hinting to levels of ahava, to aspects and to madregas and to levels of ahava. Yishtei b'chinusayim. Because there are two bechinas. Harim u'gvoz, mountains and hills. Gvoz heim b'madregoson lemata bechinas harim. Hills, gvoz, just like physically, hills are smaller than mountains. Gvoz heim b'madregoson, therefore that madrega in Ahava that's called Gvoos is still remarkable, but it's a lower level. Heim b'madregoson lematim b'chinas harim. It's lower than the level of mountains. Ki Gvoos inun amhon, because Gvoos, hills, refers to the Imahos, to Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, to our mothers. and to that quality of the nekeva, of the feminine, shemekablin min haharim, that receive from the haharim, the high mountains, that give over to the low mountains, to the hills. So the gevos, Chazal say, inun amhan shemekablin min haharim, which is the bechina of the nekeva, of the isha, to receive from the zachar, shemekablin min haharim, v'hu bechines ahava b'chitzonius halev. This is referring to the level of ahava that a person feels for Hashem, b'chitzonius halev, the outer heart, as we spoke about Bayriches earlier in the Maimer, b'chitzonius halev. Hanilkach mitam v'das, what's the chitzonius halev? The chitzonius halev of a person, as we learned, is based upon, or is drawn from, rather, thoughts. Tam v'das, seichel, tam v'das, reason and logic. Mizbanimus, when a person is mizbanim, when a person contemplates, thinks deeply upon, yulas Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, ki ravu, because it's very great. So when the person uses his seichel and is misboinein, mitam v'das, that his boinenus, b'gdulas Hashem, gives birth to a feeling of ahava in the heart. And that ahava, as we learned, is still called chitzanyas alev, not pnimyas alev. It's still drawing from reason and logic and his bainanus, and it reaches that which is called chitzanyas alev, the outer heart. V'hinei k'dei lezakech navshay, in order to purify one's soul, Lahi'ira, to illuminate it, Ba'or Ahavazu, to feel this love, which is the love of Chitzanius Halev, which is a very, very, very Choshev Madrega. In order to purify one's soul, in order that it can be filled with this light, Lahi'ira Ba'or Ahavazu, Tzarech Lahamshech Halav Or Torah HaMitzvos. The person must draw upon himself the light of Torah HaMitzvahs. Ki ramach pikudin hem ramach evarim demalka. The 248 positive commandments correspond to the 248 evarim kivyachal of the king, as it says in the Zayar Kodesh. The Ramach Pikudim and Ramach Evarim de Malka. Now the Evarim, of course, that doesn't mean something physical in Chas V'Shalom. It's the 240 Evarim de Malka. But if the mitzvahs are described as the Evarim of the limbs of the king, we understand that there are different types of, there are different parts of the body. And the limbs, hem bechinas evarim dechitzayim, are the outer or external parts of the body, as opposed to the internal organs. The hem bechinas evarim dechitzayim, next page, Samach Daud. The Torah, hu bechinas evarim hapnimim, the king's guf kivyachal, that a Jew is able to connect and hold on to the body, so to speak, just as a moshul of the king. Mitzvahs relate more or connect him more to the outer limbs of the king. And learning Torah is a b'chinas evar ma'pnimim. The Talmud Torah, learning Torah, is the bechina, is that aspect of the evar ma'pnimim, the inner organs, kivyachal. Lachain, therefore, Chazal say, Talmud Torah connected kulam, that learning Torah is the greatest of all mitzvahs. Shechiyas hanefesh toli yoseh be'evar ma'pnimim, because the life of the soul depends much more on the health of the inner organs. If a person is, God forbid, missing a toe, he can live a long, healthy life without a toe, even a couple of toes. But if, God forbid, there's something that's missing from chalila, the heart or the mind, we understand. The evarim ha-pnimiyim are evarim that the nefesh of a person is pliya b'hem, depends on. Not to say that any of the mitzvahs, God forbid, are mitzvahs that we can live without. Ultimately, of course, all the davening for is that we should be able to keep all the mitzvahs. But we see that Klai Yisrael has survived, although we're limping. We have survived without toes, regardless, because we haven't been able to keep many of the mitzvahs. Most of the mitzvahs we can't keep, really, without Eretz Yisrael, without Beis HaMikdash. So we're very handicapped as far as our Evarim, as far as the Evarim HaChitzonim are concerned. In that respect, we're handicapped. Nevertheless, our survival, our miraculous survival over all the years of Galus, is the result of Lulei Sarosla Sha'ashuai Asavadati Ba'oni. If not for the Torah, we would be absolutely lost. The Torah is the heart, the mind, the heart of Klal Yisrael, and Kivyochel, the heart and the mind of the Creator. So again, not that God forbid the mitzvahs are not important, chalila, but there are chitzonim and pnimim. Talmud Torah keneged kulam means that shechiyas hanefesh toli yoseh be'evarim ha-pnimim. I was talking about this a little bit Shabbos morning. Some of the chevra was here. I was discussing the inyan of why is it that we find that in halacha generally there's a principle that a mavazvez al yavazvez yoseh michamish nechasev. Usually, a person is not required nor even permitted, really. I mean, there are certain circumstances here, but generally not permitted to spend more than a fifth on a positive mitzvah, a fifth of what he has, for an esrog, for a tefillin, whatever. He's not allowed. He's not supposed to spend that much. If he can't afford it, he can't afford it. He's potter. But we see such an amazing gilui by Machsa Shekel. By Machsa Shekel, the din is hadal lo yamid, that even the poorest person has to be prepared to sell the shirt off his back, his coat, whatever, to give the half shekel. And I explained Shabbos morning that the reason for this, according to Rabbi Yashaber, according to Soloveitchik, Zechasal of Rocha, is that because the Torah is megala by this mitzvah, l'chapra nafsha seichem. L'chapra nafsha seichem, that it brings a kapara to your soul. And when it comes to the person's life, who he is, so there, ma lo yitein adam ba'ad nafshay, yitein adam kol asher lo yitein ba'ad nafshay, that a person is prepared to give up everything to save his life. And that we see also when it comes to, as I mentioned on Shabbos, we see also when the Gemara tells us that Hillel HaZaken would give half of his meager wages in order to learn. He would give half of everything he made to learn. So 50%? Where does it say such a thing? 50%? What about the din of a mavazer? Is al yavazer is yerus mechaybish menachazer? Is only 20% you're required? So Rabbi Yosheber and Chavetz Chaim and other tzaddikim say, because by Talmud Torah is ki hi chayecha v'arechimecha, ki hem chayna v'arechimeinu. It's the evarim ha-pnimim, shechis ha-nefesh toli, yoseh evarim ha-pnimim. Torah is not something that a Jew could live without. It's your whole existence in this world and the next depends on it. So even though generally we say that a person doesn't have to spend so much money on a mitzvah, on a positive commandment, yet when it comes to machzah shekel, which is lechaper on nefesh sechem, for whatever reason, it's lechaper on nefesh sechem. And we learned then by Shal Sudas that nefesh is the gematria shekel. It's lechaper on nefesh sechem. So, yiten odom, a person will give everything he has to save his life in this world and the next world. Torah is not just one of the 630 mitzvahs, as precious as all the mitzvahs are. Torah is the eva ha-pnimi shebe-pnimi. It's the innermost, it corresponds to the innermost eva of a Jew, the essence of a Jew. And the greatest form of dveikus b'Hashem, as the Rebbe explains in Tanya, the greatest form of dveikus b'Hashem is accomplished when a person's mind is attached to the Torah, which is kivyocha, the mind of the Borei Olam, of the Creator. Therefore, Talmud Torah, the Rebbe explains, "L'chein Talmud Torah k'neged kulam shechiyus hanefesh tolu yoyser be'evarim ha'pnimim." It's priceless. There's no number when it comes to Talmud Torah. Hillel was willing to give up everything. A Jew can't live without Torah. Shechiyus hanefesh tolu yoyser be'evarim ha'pnimim, and we see this that. That when Jews stop learning Torah, that's the end of the Yiddishkeit. Even though throughout Golus there have been different mitzvahs that because of the circumstances that they weren't able to keep, or even certain places where even a God forbid weak in certain mitzvahs. Again, it's a handicap. It's one of the Evar Machitzanim has been amputated or is temporarily out of service. But Klai Yisrael continues to limp, and these Jews can limp forward, even though they're missing this mitzvah or that mitzvah. But if there's no learning, Nishkan Lern and Nishkan Yidden. Without learning, there's no Yiddishkeit. Without Torah, there's no Yiddishkeit. Can't be. Shechiyus hanefesh toli yoyse be'evar matnimiyam. The chiyus hanefesh is toli, depends on the evar matnimiyam. Shendikivason b'mashu. In Hilchus Treifus, in the halachas of what renders an animal a treifa, so we understand that there's a huge difference between some parts of the animal, the outer limbs of the animal, and the inner organs of the animal, where it could even be that an akiva, that a little hole can already make the animal treif. Why? Because the chiyus of the animal, the life of the animal, depends on that part of the body. So what's going on in the heart and the lungs is not the same as what's going on the leg or the shoulder or whatever. There's a big difference. By the evar ha'pnimim, the kivas and the mashu, even if there's a little puncture, a little hole, could be it. The animal could be treif. When it comes to Talmud Torah, when it comes to learning, even a tiny little hole in a person's life, can God forbid, can be the hole through which his life trickles out of. Ve'im heim k'moshal kaf maznayim. So the Rebbe is explaining the pasuk. So far we're talking about Ahav Chitzainis, it's all Ahav Chitzainis. We're talking about, here so far, we're talking about the Madrega of Gevaos, of the hills, not the big, big mountains, but the hills. But I'm a Kabbal. So we're talking about Torah Mitzvahs, and a Jew drawing upon himself the light of Torah Mitzvahs, and his Bainanus thinking deeply about Gedulas Hashem. And all of that together is a very exciting stimulus package. Isn't that a thing that they use nowadays, a stimulus package, right? So that's a much more precious and less expensive stimulus package that could bring a Jew to a madrega of Ahavas Hashem b'chitzon yisalev. And the Rebbe is explaining this in the pasuk that he began with, in Navi, Shakal bepelis harm ugvois bemaznayim. Which the simple pshat of the pasuk is talking about how Hashem is so great that He knows how much every mountain weighs, and He knows how much every hill is balancing, like on the scale. Right, now everything is digital, so it's very hard. Those who haven't lost their memories of earlier times can recall that there was such a thing as a scale that has weights on it, you remember? And that's how we used to do it at the doctor. And that's how it used to be even in the store. And with the scale, the stick, and the two sides. So the simple pshat in the pasuk is that Hashem knows the weight of the mountains, and He knows the balance on the balance stick, whatever it's called, the hills. So the Rebbe explains. V'heim heim k'moshel kaf maznaim, he said, in Pnimius, in Chassidus, what's this business with the scale? V'heim heim k'moshel kaf maznaim, sheshoiklim b'kaf zu, v'nois nemasa b'kaf ashnil hachriya. How does the scale work? The scale works that you, when you want to weigh something, so you put the thing that you want to weigh on one side of the scale, and you take, I'm sure everybody remembers, not that long ago, you take the weights. The guy takes the soich or whatever, takes the weights and throws them on the other one to be machriya, and in doing so to come to the exact measurement. Or the doctor, it was done a little bit more sophisticated, but the way to determine the weight is by weighing one versus the standard weights, and then to come to the to know what the weight is of the thing that is on the other side of the scale. So the Rebbe says, "V'hemim k'moshel kaf maznaim she'shoiklan b'kavzu." That you weigh the thing on this kaf, on this side, on the side where you have the little container, whatever it is, the little dish. Sheshoiklan b'kavzu, v'nois nemasa b'kaf ashniya, and you put the weights on the other kaf, l'achriya, in order to get it to come to that balance in the middle, to see what the weight is. So kach, the Rebbe explains, ayidei masa ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs, through the weights, the counterweight, or balance, whatever you want to call it, of Torah mitzvahs, machriya kaf ha-hava lahoyo anavsha. That causes the kaf, the other kaf of love, that's natural to a Jewish heart, the love of Hashem that's natural to a Jewish heart, it causes that to be able to come out. Now before we go to Pnimius and the harm and the mountains, it's good to let's learn first the Parish. So in the italics, because of Messiah and the Manakim, Kashanish Bala Vesachel Avnis El Yaakov. As Hashem swore to the Ovis Avnis El Yaakov, the Paragazay is Bar HaKeshav and Krisis HaBris La Ovis. In this section of the Maimer, the Rebbe explains the connection between the Bris and the Ovis. Elish Lefneza Maknim is HaPerish HaPnimi, but first the Rebbe explains in Pnimi is the meaning of the Pasuk Vesharkal Bepelis Harim. Since harem is kinul avos, harem is a hint to the avos. So he explains the fiat perish aposhet because of zeh. According to the simple pshat in the pasuk, the ari b'gdul Hashem. The simple pshat is the pasuk's talking about how great Hashem is. Sheyadeya mishkal, the Metzudas David says, sheyadeya mishkal harem. Hashem knows the weight of all the mountains. Ki'ilu shakal bepelos of Mizraim, as if Hashem has weighed them on the scales, on the balances. That's what the Mesudas says. That's the simple pshat. But ain't a move on Hakefil Bekosef. Why does the pasuk seem to repeat? Why is it necessary? Shemefarit hein harem vehein gvoz. We get the picture. The Baruch Shalom knows everything. He knows what everything weighs. So why does it have to say that he's shaka b'pelas horm ugvoz b'maznayim. What's the difference? If he knows, if the Baruch Shalom knows what a mountain weighs, he certainly knows what a hill weighs, or vice versa. What's the nafkim in a horm and gvoz? What's the difference? And a movement of kefal b'kosu shemafayit hein horm hein gvoz. And also, besides that, what's the difference? Mountains and hills. He knows the weight of everything. V'chein hashinu also the gabi harm nakev apelis. Why does the pasuk also make this difference that by the mountains it says that Hashem weighs it bepelis on the scale of eitzel gvoz b'maznayim. It's also we'll see the differences in lashon hakodesh. Also a type of a scale of balance. Why does it say pelis? Why is pelis though? Why is shakal bepelis harm ugvoz on the hills b'maznayim? Ulam, lefia perish apnimi because of according to the pnimius of the pasuk that the Rebbe is explaining, koi al ha'avoyde da habas Hashem. The pasuk is talking about the avoyde of a Jew of ahabas Hashem, love of Hashem. Ki ahava nimshlo lahar. We find in many places that ahava is referred to as a mountain. Look at footnote 46 for a minute. Ahavas Hashem nikris har. Why is Ahavas Hashem called a mountain? Lefishi mivia es ha'odam l'tshuka v'rotzen, because Ahava brings to a person a tshuka, it brings a person to a tshuka and a rotzen, a great longing and a desire, lotzeis mikli ha'guf, to rise above the surface of life, so to speak, to go higher than the limitations of physical existence. There are people who just live like on flat land. You know, flat land. In other words, they live according to whatever. They take care of what they have to. There's no hills or mountains, and there are no craters or valleys. They're just good people. And they live according to the mahalach of this world. So, there are people who live in valleys. Gam kelech begeitz amavis. There are people who live very, very deep down in craters and valleys and all kinds of problems. But the avoid of a person is to go onto a mountain. Miyala bahar Hashem. Nahar, a mountain, means that which rises above. Right? It goes higher than the world. In other words, a mountain means either the highest good or the highest not good. It means something high. There are people who get high on Ruchnis and on Rabbi Yisrael. There are people who get high on very bad things. And that's what it means. Har means, like Chazal Darshan, Haharim is Haharim. It's talking about our parents. Ultimately, the Avos and Imos. S-I-N-I L Haharim. So it all depends what's the person's mountain. What that person's mountain is. So what is it that the person sees in Mitzias. The way the Baruch Shalom wants us to use it is in Kedusha. But it's always Zelu Mazza. Gaiva, when a person rises, Gaiva, that's the biggest klipa, Gaiva. So, that's a person is going up to a high place, and then from that high place, like it says by Asa, then the Baruch Shem throws him down. He falls down from a high place. But here, in Ahava, it means, Ahava Shem Nikris Har Lefi, she imivias adam lechukah v'rotzon lotzeis mekli haguf liskar v'lasha. Take it close to Hashem. Bezek my har. It's like a mountain. Shaboilet v'yotzim imishol haaretz. What's a mountain? It comes out from the flat, comes out from the ground, and goes up high. V'nigbo l'mala. But in kedusha, not kolila. Right? It could be in tumah. Hagbo l'mala could mean gaiva, but here it means a chukah and a longing that a person is not satisfied. being grounded. He's not satisfied on being on just a regular on the flat ground. It's in different form. Over there he has on Purim a whole Maroch on this Indian, the Middle Rebbe. Bela Termigil Sesta. Yeah. Shatam Shinim Shalahar, after the parentheses. Shatam Shinim Shalahar, the reason that Ahava, that love, is compared to a mountain. Lufisha Ahava, he beginnes Atoiva Haham Shacha, Lachutz, Men Atzmi Yisa'odim. It means that there's the basic person. There's the basic person. And Ahava is something which rises or brings the person higher than himself. It's like a mountain that is boilite, that it sticks out from the surface of the ground. Back inside. Ubahava yesh te madregas. And in Ahava, there are two madregas. There are two levels. There's a madrega helyoina biahava bahava nimshalaharam. There's the highest madrega, the madrega helyoina bahava nimshalaharam, is compared to mountains, to big mountains. Va madrega hatachtoina, and the lower madrega is lagvos, to hills. And now the Rebbe begins by explaining the lower madrega of gvos, of hills. The ha'inyin hu. Yadua mayim ha'chazal dahorim elu ha'ovis u'gvos elu imahos. The chazal teach us that the mountains are the ovis and the gvos are the imahos, our mothers. The k'mayisha ha'imahos hein b'chinas mekabel min ha'ovis, just like the mothers are a bechina, that bechina of being the kabbal, of receiving the hashpah from the others, min ha'others, so kach bechinas gevos, so too, that bechina, that quality of gevos, of hills, he lamata mi madregas harm, it receives from the harm. Even in Mitzvahs, how the waters and so on, that the hills are receiving from the mountains. And what's hinted at here in Avodas Hashem, gevoos, hills, he ahavas Hashem, it's ahavas Hashem, that in other words, it rises above the surface of life, but it's still on a madrega that's called Chitzonius Halev, shenolda ayidei his bainadus begadlus Hashem, that comes as a result of, that is born from the person's meditating upon, thinking about Godless Hashem and so on. Kidei lahoylid ahavas Hashem b'leiv. In order to bring about this ahavas Hashem in one's heart, which is the outer heart, chitzonis alev, loydai lo la'odim lehizbainim begadlus Hashem. It's not enough just to think about how great Hashem is. Eletzarech lahargish or eloki benafshe. The person has to feel the or eloki, the godly light benafshe in his soul. Dirak oz shayach shis oyer beregish amiti shlahavi lo gizbarach. It can't be just an intellectual thing. It's not just a matter of the mind of thinking about Hashem's godliness. There has to be a regish. There has to be a feeling. A true feeling of ahava that's misoyer in a person's heart. V'or Hashem nimshach al nefesh ha'odam aydei kima terva mitzvahs. It's never, God forbid, enough just to think about God. One has to draw the light of God upon oneself or from within oneself. And that takes place by the combined avoida of his bainanus, of thinking deeply upon Hashem's greatness. In that respect, the great mountains and hills of what Hashem has shown us, that's one thing. But of course, at the same time, a very, very strong and healthy program of Torah mitzvahs. Now, sort of in brackets or in parentheses, the Rebbe just says, and there is a difference between the level of light that is drawn upon the soul. There's a difference between that light, the intensity of light that comes through mitzvahs, through all the rest of the mitzvahs, and through the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, through the mitzvah of learning. There's a different intensity of light. Why? Kiramach tekudin, because the 248 mitzvahs, heim ramach evarm demalka, are the 248 limbs of the king, veim b'chinas evarm achitzayinim, but the mitzvahs correspond to the outer limbs. Ramach tekudin nekroim ramach evarm demalka, the 248 tekudim are called the 248 limbs of the king, kivyachol, sha'amitzvahs nimshul la'evarim. The mitzvahs are compared to evarim, to limbs. V'fisha b'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah, with each and every mitzvah that we do, melubashim iris al-yayim, each in every mitzvah there are enclosed, iris, great lights of ruchnis from the higher world, k'may evari ha'guv, sh'behem melubashim k'reches ha'nefesh, just like in the limbs of our bodies. How does the arm move and the leg and so on? Because in the arm and in the leg, there are enclosed the kaychas and nefesh. In other words, the nefesh is somehow circulating through our limbs. So there's a nefesh that is expressed. There's a level of nefesh that's expressed through the person moving his arm and using his arm and walking with his legs and so on. So too, in every single mitzvah that correspond to the limbs, in every single mitzvah, there are enclosed a nefesh, a soul, light, iris, lights, of Elokus. Even though a person doesn't think about that, when a person moves his hand or his arm, he doesn't think that at that moment the nefesh is melubash in his arm and his hand. Because he's so used to that, and that's just how it works. It's not just how it works. The nefesh is melubash in his arm and his hand. He doesn't see the nefesh, and it's not anything that you could find with a microscope. But the nefesh, that life force and energy that's called nefesh, is melubash. It's enclosed in the limb, rather, of the person. So too, when a person does a mitzvah, even though you look at the mitzvah, it seems like it's a physical act of putting on tefillin, or of doing this mitzvah, that mitzvah, but enclosed in that mitzvah are iris, great lights from above. L'chein, therefore, kishe'odam mekayim mitzvah, any time that a person is mekayim a mitzvah, even though he doesn't understand it, even though he didn't learn it, although it's of course always good to learn it, whatever you can, that's good. But the mitzvah itself has in it, built in, iris. It has nefesh, it has iris built in. So therefore, k'sha'od ha'mekai mitzvah nimshach alav ha'or ha'elyon, shamulu b'sh b'mitzvah zu. When the person's mekai mitzvah, and depending upon different mitzvahs and so on, which are the iris that are mislabish and mitzvah, which is in the Kisvei Ari and the Zohar Kaddish, is an important subject. What level of aura, or which iris are mislabish, and which spheres are mislabish, and this mitzvah, that mitzvah. But there's a whole world of iris that's contained in a mitzvah. Therefore, when a Jew does a mitzvah, even if he doesn't know what he's doing or understand it, nevertheless, nimshach alav, it draws upon himself, it draws into him, this ur ha'elyon, this great light, which is melubash b'mitzvah, which is enclosed in this mitzvah. What we've been learning over time in the Chabur is that particularly those mitzvahs that we're mislabish in, such as tefillin, mezuzah, and sitzes, tefillin sitzes and mezuzah, where a person's mislabesh, where he's surrounded by and enclosed in those mitzvahs, tefillin sitzes and mezuzah, but all the mitzvahs. Therefore, when a person becomes mitzvahs, nimshach lofa or elyon shemalubish mitzvahsu. Elo shah mitzvahs. The mitzvahs shivu ben kekulin mitzvahs ma'isiyas. Most of the mitzvahs are mitzvahs that we do with the body physically. Hein k'ma yivarim chitzayim. Mitzvahs, as great as they are, as exalted as they are still considered the evarim chitzayim, the outer limbs, parts of the body. Shem klei ha-maiseh, most of the mitzvahs are done with our evarim ha-chitzayim. Most of them are done with our bodies. Shem klei ha-maiseh, shebahem melubash chiz chitzayim. Just like with our body, the evarim ha-chitzayim, the outer limbs, even though they have a level of ruchnius, of spirituality, of nefesh that are enclosed in them, but it's a lower level of ruchnius than the inner organs. V'kach beruchnius, she'enyonim shal mitzvus hu lahamshich or Hashem al guf ha'adam. What do we accomplish with the physical mitzvus in particular? We draw upon ourselves the light, kivyochel, we draw upon ourselves the light of Hashem onto our physical bodies. So our arms, our hands that are performing the mitzvus, our legs that are going to do the mitzvus, and so on, all draw upon themselves, these organs, these limbs rather, are drawing upon themselves through our Kima Mitzvah, the Or Hashem, the light of Hashem. That's mislabesh, that becomes enclosed in your arm when you're doing the mitzvah with an arm, in your legs when you're walking to go to do a mitzvah, and so on. Va'aris al yoinim, the next page. Va'aris al yoinim, shebe mitzvahs, him aris yoiser chitzayim, shenyonim lufal begashmias, Ha'aylam. And these mitzvahs that are accomplished by using the body are considered to be more on a madrega of chitzaynius, outward or external, where the ikir inyan is to be poil, is to affect the physical world, the world of gashmius. Masha'enikein ha'tayr. Masha'enikein when it comes to learning tayr. The Torah is like an inner organ. Where the life of the soul is more dependent upon. That when one of the inner organs is punctured, it's even the smallest little hole makes the animal treif. And so it is in the nimshal. The rice of a kutcher bichu kulachad. The Torah and Hashem are one. Shebetorah melubash or pnimi yaiser mehaaris al yonim shebemitzvus. That in Torah there are, the Torah contains within it, there are enclosed in Torah, it's an inner light, a deeper light, that's higher than any of the mitzvahs that are done with our physical bodies. As great as the mitzvahs are, Talmud Torah, learning Torah, corresponds to the inner organs, and it's higher than any of the iris of the mitzvahs. By the limud ha-Torah, by learning Torah, nimshach or Hashem ve'pnimiyas v'ruchnis ha'adam. The light of Hashem is drawn not upon the body of the person, but mamish into the pnimiyas, into the ruchnis, to the inner pnimiyas v'ruchnis ha'adam. Chenem chazal sh'tam ha-Torah k'negu kulam. The chazal say that Talmud Torah is the greatest of all the mitzvahs. And now, we can understand the comparison to the business with the gvoos, the hills, and the gvoos b'moznayim. The gvoos are somehow compared to moznayim. Zogam perish akosuv u'gvoos b'moznayim. The gvoos hu kinui lahavas Hashem. Gvoos is a code that is referring to Ahavas Hashem, love Hashem, Hanitzeres, that is generated, that comes about, min ha-hizbainus, through using one's mind, meditation, hizbainus, thinking deeply, But in order that it should, to actually give birth to it, that it should come out bepoil, with a feeling, a hergish, is not enough just in the brain. That there should be a hergish of elokus, a feeling of elokus. In order for that to happen, that there should be a hergish, a feeling of elokus, bepoil, of ahava rather, of love, bepoil, for that, srichim, what? Lishkol es ahava al kaf maznaim. We have to balance or somehow weigh or balance the ahava, the love, on the kaf maznayim, on the scale. Perish. Al derech maznayim gashmiyim, the way that we see by physical scale, shesomim es hadover sheshoikl ma'isai al kaf achas, you put the thing that you're wearing on one kaf, ubekaf ha'shein is noisnim masa, and the other side, you put weights. Kedei lachriyas hakaf, in order to balance the kaf. Ki iker has siba. Shel hagbos hadov hanishkal. This the Rebbe says in the Siddur. Ki iker has siba shel hagbos hadov hanishkal. So, what's the main reason that the thing that you're wearing goes up, that the scale goes up? It's because of the masa. It's whom it neha masa shalom mishkal shabakaf hashani samach hashni amachvi. It's because you put those little blocks, the weights, the counterweights, right? You put them on the other side, so then that causes the other calf to go up. The kach b'nimshal, and that's how it is in the nimshal. Shekidei la'oyres regesh ahava shebelayv, in order to bring out and up, not to be stuck on the surface of just being like this without any feelings, but in order for there to be at least a hill that rises above with a feeling of ahava. Kidei la'oyres regesh ahava, it's not enough just to think about God. But in order to be ma'oyres regesh ahava shebelev, tzrichim es hamasa, you need the counterweight, the masa of Torah mitzvahs kenegda. That's the meaning of the Talmud Torah kenegd kulam also. Kenegda, because or Hashem meir benefesh adam, when the light of Hashem is shining in the person's soul, heina oresnim shocham edem mitzvahs, meaning the light that comes, that is drawn from observing the mitzvahs, which are the evarim chitzayim, the outer limbs, v'en ha'or ha'nimshach aydei Torah, and the light that is drawn by learning Torah, which is what? The evarim pnimim, the inner organs that comes through the study of Torah, by a person putting all of his koiches into the evar machitzonim, meaning the mitzvahs bepoil, actual mitzvahs done with the body, and by the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which corresponds to the chitzonim, to the evar hapnimim, azai, through that, mizgaleis ahava b'leiv, the heart is awakened to love. So his bainanus, Torah and mitzvahs, lahoyir es hanefesh, to illuminate the person's soul, to illuminate the nefesh. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll continue next week with the higher madrega of mountains and the ovis and pnimiyas ahava, and we might be able to finish the Maimon Hashem next week.